Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny.
Jenny on the TCB Network. It's another Wednesday, another time for good music and fun in your bones. And at the TCB Network, we know how to TCB, so you're going to get some good music that just touches your insides, whether that's your soul or your stomach, I'm not sure, maybe your heart, maybe your head, but it's going to touch you. It's just going to touch you. So to start us off, I had Ann, but she's playing her bungee jumping thing again. So hopefully she'll be able to be back. We've got a pretty good storm going here. So we've got the wind and the rain, and I don't know if she's going to be able to be coming back and staying with this weather. I don't know if I'm going to be staying with this weather, but I certainly hope I am. So hey, let's start with the Bo Brummels. And they're going to sing Cry just a little.
Oh, I can't stay. Yes, I know. You know I hate to go. But goodbye. Love was sweet. Our worlds can never meet.
So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away.
Can't you see how I feel when I say love's unreal? So goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete.
So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away.
Eyes very clear. Now love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say.
Now I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, cause I had to go away.
Mm-hmm.
little. And you know what? When you go somewhere you love to see somebody you love, you're going to cry when you leave. If you've got those feelings in your heart, you're going to cry when you leave. Maybe nobody can see it, but you're crying inside. And maybe somebody can see it. I know they can see it if they look at me. But anyway, that's just how it works. We're going to get one of our requests done right now. It's from Brandon. And it's the Pretenders singing Brass in Pocket.
Got brass in pocket. Got bottle. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Motion, it's too emotion. I've been diving, deeper leaning. No reason, just seems so pleasing. So make you, make you, make you nothing. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my side.
John, and this is the Kinks singing Tired of Waiting.
Don't keep me waiting. Free love, keep me waiting.
Hello, bungee jumping lady. You made it back for the third time.
Oh, my word. I'm getting dizzy.
Well, we knew that would probably happen with this weather going on. So I'm glad I'm glad this is only the third time and you stayed so far. we'll see how long that lasts. But we're going to cross our fingers and we're just going to play. Speaking of playing, a couple days ago, there was a situation where a girl went missing, and her mother called on the people she knew to pray and that she would be returned safe and sound. And thank God, about an hour later, she was. She decided to go to the local police station where she was and say she wanted to go home. So, hey guys, whatever you might think, whatever deity you believe in, prayer works. It really, really does, especially when you're praying as a group. And this girl was returned home, and of course, Mom and Dad were totally relieved. So, anyway, I had a friend send me a song. I know I played this a couple of weeks ago, but it bears repeating. But this time, I am going to play a duet version of the song Glen Campbell and Elvis sang this duet.
Beautiful.
And it's called We Call on Him.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you. to count our blessings and thank Him while we may.
Yes, just a little reminder. Thank Him for your blessings. When you're not in trouble and you're not needing something and you're not hurting, it's great to call on Him during those times, but tell Him how thankful you are and how blessed you feel when those things are not happening, because that's important for us to know. He already knows that, but that's important for us to recognize as well.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play that. I'm not so certain that it was meant for me to play, but when I heard it again, I decided that that's okay. I'm going to play it.
Beautiful.
It touched me, and I was sitting here trying not to cry while I was listening to it. So, you know, hey.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of how it goes, you know. So, all right, I'm sitting here looking for Brandon's other request. I want to play other. There it is. There it is. There it is. It's by Patty Smythe. And what is her band? I wrote it down here. The Scandals. Patty Smythe and her Scandals. And it's called Goodbye to You. So enjoy.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, we like things moving. And for the first time, I can say hello to another UK sweetie, Susan Mason made it. Hello, baby. How you doing, girl?
Hi.
I was wondering if you were going to be able to get through and join us, and you did. This is awesome. And Anne came in. She had to try it three times, but she came.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I just bumped
lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy to be here.
Hi,
thank
Susan.
You.
Yes.
Hi,
well,
Anne.
I'm glad you finally got things together so that you could come on in. I think that's great.
Oh, it only took me about a year, I think.
I think that's about it. Yes. It took a long time. It was just amazing.
Has,
but you got it. You've got it. So that's awesome.
I was determined, I must admit. I was.
But it was worth it.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we're happy to have you here. This is wonderful. And Anne is sticking. Mm-hmm. She's not trying to jump across the Atlantic anymore for a while.
No.
We hope. It's just always a hope, you know. But that's good. Hey.
Furniture.
I can just sit here and let you guys have a conversation. I can just listen. I like that. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's head into the next. This is a song that just plays my heartstring. I love this. This is something you want the person that you love to know about. Because it says everything. It says this person is the most important person in the world to your heart. And, that's what you want to say. So this is Bread, and the song is called If.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And where tomorrow.
have in our heart and in our mind that one person that we want to tell that to, that one person that we would spend the end of the world with above all others. And that person knows how you feel, because when you feel like that about somebody, you can't hide it. There is no way you can hide it. You can have somebody ask and you can say, no, 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 no. But your heart and your eyes are saying, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So just remember, the eyes give you away every time. The windows to the soul. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It really is. It really, really is. I've got one now that I'm not sure that it was meant for me to put on the show, but I had to. It's a Red Sovine story song. It is just going to squeeze your heart, but it is so, so wonderful. It's so wonderful. And John sent this to me, and I think he just wanted me to listen to it. But when I heard it, I had to put it on the show. I just had to. So he didn't specifically request it, but I decided it's on the show. So this is Red Sofa, and he's singing a song about bringing Mary home.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
Bringing Mary home.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in the back, and in a shaky tone she said, my name is Mary, please won't you take me home. She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet there in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. The driveway where she told me to go, got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I could not believe my eyes, the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A small light shone from the porch. A woman opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed the tear away. Just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we still miss her soul. So thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home.
your heartstrings out. That
I love country. I think it's lovely.
Yeah. Oh yes, that was at country. The Jamestown Bridge. Jamestown Bridge. They had that accident. At any rate, now that we're all ready to cry, I'm going to do something else. But you know, don't you just love those songs that actually touch your heart enough to make you want to cry? Because that takes a special talent to be able to do that. And there are a few of them that can do that. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. So just remember, when you feel like crying, that's a special thing. Treasure it. It's great. Okay, next we're going to kind of pick it up and fly with it. We're going to have the Grassroots, and they're going to tell us all about their Midnight Confession. Johnny Rivers now, and Johnny Rivers is gonna slow dancing, swaying with the music.
Just the music on the radio. telephone. Just me and you and the lights down low. And we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying to the music. No one else in the whole wide world. Just you. Shadows dancing all across the wall. Music's playing so soft and slow. Rest of the world so far away.
Connections do for over the ocean, you know. It's a big piece of water, girl. It's a big piece of water. So you got to expect that kind of stuff. And it's okay. Ann bops back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. She's going to need a new bungee cord here pretty soon. I mean, that's got to be wearing out. She's my bungee lady. Man. But she's been here three times so far today. So she'll be back. I don't know if she'll be able to stay back, but she'll be back. So it'll be great. It's just gonna be great. I love
you
that.
Just have to
slow down.
You just have to put up with me then.
Well, that's all right. I don't have a problem doing that, so we're good. We're good. Not a problem at all. We're going to go with Jay and the Americans now, and they're going to sing This Magic Moment. So get that special person in your brain right in the front of your eyes and just dream. Oh, yeah, just once or twice, or half a dozen times, maybe a couple dozen times. But that, have you ever? Oh, we have all know that guy or that gal who just wants to date person after person after person after person, and it's okay. That's not a problem. But one day they run into that one person that just all of a sudden, oh, okay, I'm done now. This is the person. This is it. We're going to do this. And it's always such a surprise to them. And whether they're a man or woman, it makes no difference. I mean, but just someday they run into that one person that says, I don't want to see anybody else. This is the only one I want now. And I think that's so fantastic, because all of a sudden it works. All of a sudden it fits. And you have no question about it anymore. The only question is, okay, how do I make this work? What do I do now? Because they're not used to doing anything with it. So it's kind of interesting. It really is. So I have one more request here from John. And do y'all remember Marianne Faithfull? Now, you're from the UK. You got to know Marianne Faithfull.
I know about her reputation.
Yeah. That's about it.
And that might not be a good thing.
I don't know much about her.
Really?
Yeah, she was one of the girlfriends of Mick Jagger.
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, yes. Oh, she was, honey. Take my word for it. She was. But this song is by Marianne Faithfull, and she did not do it originally. This is a redo. I think she did this in 1997, and this is from the 60s, you know, or early 70s, something like that. It's called Ruby Tuesday. So let's hear Marianne Faithfull as requested by John, Ruby Tuesday.
Okay. She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. He'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be changed to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Look good, I'm a knife on you. When you've changed with every Tuesday, then I'm gonna miss you. There's no time to lose. I heard her say. touch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you lose your mind. Life unkind.
Hey, Anne's back too.
Yes,
my good old bungee jumper. She made it back.
Hi, Susan.
She made it back.
Hi. And Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, I'll be back.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was telling Susan, you know, she got yanked back across the ocean, but she'll be back. She's a good bungee jumper. She'll be back.
Yep.
And
never
here you are.
And a beer.
Exactly. Never give up. Never say die. We're going to
nope.
do it. Yeah. And you do. Well, most of the time, phone cooperating, you do. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fourth time is the charm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, it's supposed to be the third time, but, you know, we give a little leeway. Whether,
yeah.
you know.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. I have one by the Mind Benders. They did some pretty good stuff, actually. And some of the stuff they did, you don't really realize it was them. So,
yeah.
But this one, like, I didn't realize they did this song. I thought it was somebody else. But it's another one of those, hey, man, we got it. It's all together. You and me, we got a groovy kind of love, baby.
Close to me, I can feel your heartbeat.
that one, I think either you two pulled the wrong one off or I pulled the wrong one off, because that was Phil Collins. That wasn't the Mindbenders. So we need to correct that right now. It was still good. It was still good.
It
you know,
was.
Phil Collins is good.
Of course it was.
But it wasn't the original one I was expecting, that's all. And they had both of them together, and I'm not sure if they dubbed the wrong one under the Mindbender's name or if I pulled the wrong one and titled it incorrectly. But somebody mucked it up. Doesn't matter. It was still a good song. So we're okay.
Yep.
I think I'm okay. I might not be okay. You just never can tell sometimes, you know, especially with learning computer program for over a month. It's going to be 2 months by the time I get that thing under my belt, and it is getting stressful. It just is. But this is a good break. This changes everything, makes everything flow again, and I need my music. I tell you, I need my music. You know what I'm going to do now, girls? And I know you're absolutely going to hate this. You're just going to hate it. I'm going to play Elvis singing.
Oh, no.
See, I knew you would hate it. I knew you'd hate it. I just knew you would hate it.
Yeah.
And he's going to sing All That I Am.
Oh, beautiful.
All that I am, or ever hope to be, lies in your hands. You are my destiny. When you are in my arms, I rule the world. And when we're far apart, how cruel the world. All that I want,
all that I want,
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life,
making it clear to you, you are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am, because of you. All that I want,
all that I want,
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life,
making it clear to you, you are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am because of you, because of you, because.
Now, do you ladies have a person that you would really love to sing that song to? That you would love to just look at them and say, this song says what I want to say to you. Just listen to the words, because it's everything I want to say. Yeah. Just put that person in your head. And when you listen to this song, send it to them. Send it to them. They'll know. They'll know. All right. Do you guys remember the Trogs?
Yes.
Wild thing. You make my heart. Anyway, they did other things, believe it or not. They did other things besides Wild Thing. We're going to do another thing that they did, and it's called Love. It's all around. You know, that's one of those start singing and can't stop songs, you know. So that's kind of where I was. I don't know where you guys were, but that's kind of where I was. And it's it was fun. Well, you just can sing along with these songs that you know, and it's just great. But it's once you start, it's really, really hard to stop, you know. You just you turn on that mic and go, now you got to stop. You got to stop. And your brain and your voice is saying, I do not. So, you know, there's a little overlap there, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. If you're having fun, do it. All right. Yes. You remember earlier I was talking about the guys and the gals who just dated one after the other after the other and just had fun dating the whole world?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a song about somebody who got caught in love. And it's Rod Stewart. It's a redo. He's not the original artist, but he did a really good job, so I chose his version. And it's Rod Stewart doing Fooled Around and Fell in Love. There you go.
Didn't care how much they cried, no sir. that's the way it used to be. But since I met you, baby,
you go. That's Rod Stewart's version of I Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And it's like, honey, you just play around all you want to, because someday that perfect match is going to come along and you're going to get caught. And you are never getting out of that net of love. It ain't going to happen. And sooner or later, most, not all, but most of us get caught in that net, and we love it. That's the whole thing. That's the one time you can get caught in the net, and you love it. So, hey, you know, it is what it is. But some guys and some gals never get caught. They never do. But when you do, it's nice. It's really nice. And you just want to stand up and say, hey, you, come here. I got a song for you. Come here. I want to play this for you. I'll play this for you. So here's one of those songs. Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have
Do y'all have somebody you want to give that message to? Play the song. That's all you got to do. Just look at them with that look and play the song. If you can't look at them, because it's long distance, sometimes that happens, play the song anyway. They'll get it. They'll get it. It'll be great. Okay, I have a fun song. Have y'all ever heard of the band Harper's Bazaar? That's B-A-Z-A, not B-I, B-A-Z-A. Yeah, they're from way back when, the 60s. Hmm. I don't know whatever happened. I'm going to have to look that up. Whatever happened to Harper's Bazaar? Anyway, they had one that I absolutely loved, and I still love, just because it was fun. That's all. It was just fun. And you wanted to call it Slow Down, You're Moving Too Fast, but it's actually called the 59th Street Bridge Song. We're going to hear it now. And it's fun.
Fun and feeling groovy. Groovy. Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do. No deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning sun drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Just standing on that 59th Street Bridge, just leaning on the lamppost, watching the world go by, watching the roller skaters fly by, the bicyclers, the joggers, and just feeling groovy. That word is coming back, you know.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, you can hear
yes,
a lot
I've
of...
I've heard it.
I've
yes.
heard it. Yeah.
A lot of people, like in their 20s, are picking up on that. And yes. they think it's new. Well, it's not new, kids. It really isn't new.
No.
It's from the 1950s. So everything comes back around.
Back in the end.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. I think it's kind of fun myself. You know, I look at them and kind of chuckle and, okay, you can think it's new if you want to, but it's not.
It's funny how every decade
has had their own things.
Exactly. You know, well,
groovy.
Yes.
Yes. And bell bottoms, and hip huggers.
Yep.
And mini skirts. The micro minis didn't come in until the 70s, the early 70s. Then the micro minis hit. But in the 60s, it was mini skirts and sandals and bare feet and love beads and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, fine. And now
flower power. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And you look around and you see the young people, like the teenagers and the kids in their 20s, are starting to do all these things again. And you want to say, okay, bell bottoms, split the seam and put the insert. You think that's new? Well, I got news for you. Try 1968. See how far you get. So, that's hilarious. Oh, yeah, exactly. Speaking of 1968, the Monkees.
Yeah.
You guys remember the Monkees?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch the show all the time. It was so upsetting.
I used to run back from school just to watch him.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it, well, I think we had them on Saturdays. But, yeah, it was a requirement that we watch the Monkees. If you didn't want to watch the Monkees, you better go and do something else because that's what TV is for. So, It was so. You think back on it and you want to laugh, but it was very important back then, you know?
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, Peter Tork died here not too long ago.
Sure.
And Davy Jones had a heart attack a few years ago. He left us a few years ago, you know, and... Hey, Mickey Dolenz is here, and you know what his hobby is? Quantum physics.
Really?
The guy played the drums and sang in the Monkees, and his hobby is quantum physics. Those guys were not dummies.
No, definitely.
They were very, very highly intelligent. I think Peter Tork was a professor of some kind, but yeah, they're very, very intelligent guys. And they, of course, didn't let any of this out in the 60s when they were popular. It all came about later. But right now, we're going to listen to a song for Davy Jones. Well, you know, before I do that, I'm going to take a minute to just say thank you to everybody that's been here because I've only got like 3.5 minutes left. And I want to say thank you to everybody for coming in. Thank you, Susan and Anne, for flying across the ocean.
You're welcome. And, my pleasure.
Anne, thank you for coming over the ocean 4 times.
Don't remind me.
My goodness sakes. Wow. Isn't it a good thing you didn't have to use your own arms like wings? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
But... thank you for coming and staying. And Susan, I'm glad. I am so glad you have finally got your equipment all squared away so that you can join us. That's awesome. Totally awesome. And I want to thank everybody that I know is listening. I know I've got a couple of cousins that are listening. My sister might be listening. It's just awesome to find these things out after a while that you wonder about all this time. And then you find out that, yeah, they do listen. And they do enjoy it. It's wonderful. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for coming over the ocean to stay with me and visit. I really enjoyed having you over here. I hope you come back again. And to sing us out now, we're going to listen to the Monkees singing, I'll Be True.
Thank you, Jenny.
I'll be true to you if I will. I'll be true to you, yes, I will. I won't look twice when the other girls go by. I'll be true to you. Somehow this time, it's all so clear to me.
Darling, they're gorgeous. See you all next Wednesday. Bye-bye.